بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. استشار الحكيم محمد أكبر رحمه الله تعالى صدق قيرانه كوش تباسه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماشی واسے رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے ذکر تیرا کرے بے چکر ہم چاہیے وہ زمین دوسرا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماسوا سے رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے مان کے دو جہاں اگر تو چاہے سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماسوا سے رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو غار را سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماسوا سے رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے مسترد ہے ریاضوں کے سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے مجھ پہ برسا دے دریا ہے رحمت مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماسوا سے رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے
But in that period, it's only Allah's blessing that makes something happen. And when Allah has never loved, that everything is possible. So it says, the one who has been blessed with the relationship with Almighty Allah, Ar Qaim Hai Aise Gada Se, for such unique individuals of Almighty Allah, the rest of the creation continues. The sky is in its place, the sun is there, the moon is there, everything is happening. To such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, and Hazrat always will explain, and forget that one who is the great wali of Almighty Allah, a time will come where Sahabi radiallahu anhu explains that people besides La ilaha illallah will know nothing at all. student of his asked that at that time if there is no deen, there is no salah, there is no Quran, then how will La ilaha illallah even help? So the Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu said that one day it will take him out of Jannah. One. Besides that day, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that one same person who the Tabi'in said, like, what will his La ilaha illallah do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that as long as that one person is there saying Allah, Allah, Allah tabarakala will not bring about the Qiyamah. That the entire heavens and earth will continue in their movement just on account of your Allah. So if that man Allah, Allah keeps the whole thing standing, then what is the condition of those that are the friends of Allah? بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے اللہ تبارک بہتر تو دس دس از دا ون ہو ہیز گاٹ اے اسٹرانگ کنیکشن ود آل مائٹی اللہ ہی از بلیسڈ ود اے کنڈیشن ہی بیکمز انڈیپینڈنٹ آف ایوری ون بٹ اللہ دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے روح نادی میں اپنی عطا سے اینڈ دی ہارٹ ناؤ تھینکنگ اللہ وٹ اللہ ہیز فیورڈ and the soul now is finding grief over the mistakes that it continues making. Zikr tera kare jaiskar hum chahe wo zameen dost tarah hai. He says you will now sit on the earth and you will start making your zikr o Allah. Jisko roshan kare kudrate haq wo diya kya bujhega awaaz hai. The one who Allah Tabarakallah has decided to make him shine in the world, then will the winds of the world ever manage to blow out his flame? This is one is the flame of Islam that burns. The whole world makes an effort somehow or the other to try to blow it. But Islam never ever blows. And again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought, Allah Tabarakallah mentioned, the whole world yuridun liyutfi'u nur Allah liyafwadihim. That it is one candle, it is one light. And around that one candle, the whole world is trying to blow. And normally a candle will automatically go out. But Islam will never. Similarly, Allah Subhanahu has blessed that in every era there will be certain people. That so many enemies will come around them. And among the enemy, one is the greatest in the world of shayateen. And they will attract them, they will pull them. They will see the same attractions that we see. They will see the same pull. The pull that they will experience will be much stronger than every other person. There will be so much effort somehow remove this person from his level of spirituality. But he says, the one who Allah Tabarakallah says shine, burn, and the winds of the world try to blow him out, it will never manage to. Malik do jaha agar tu chahe, sultanat ye, dare de nawate. O Allah, King of the two worlds, if you wish, then you can give a person without counting the kingdom of both the worlds. آفتاب نبوت کا مسئلہ پوختہ خلق کے آثرات ہے. It is wherever the world had hoped, wherever the world thought, or it could be that whatever a Nabi would come in an era, and then the person would think that this person will help the Nabi, that person will help the Nabi. But then light of nubuwat or the sun of nubuwat, when it would rise much, much higher in the hopes of all the creation. That a Nabi's eye would never be on the creation, it would be on the Creator. For which reason Allah Ta'ala made it, that the first Jamaat that always followed a Nabi was never the rich. It was always going to be so many of the poor, that the rich people would even say, get rid of them, then you will join the Jamaat. Allah Ta'ala made that system such, that it would be known that the Nabi is not looking at followers. He is much, much higher than the hopes of the whole creation. Rather, the creation looks at the Nabi that you are our hope. The Nabi never looks at the creation that in you I have placed my hope. Shani azmate jibale haramki, oi puche tuhare irate. And then others can see the example that if you want to understand what was the shan of the azmat of the mountains of the haram, then go and ask the mount which was called Hira. It was that mountain which would keep Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 3 days. Because of what it had within it, it became the most famous mountain in the world. So these are things that on the outside they show no unique, but what they had inside became the greatest of the world. Muttalib hai mera do ke sajda, سرف کو بیغان میں کچھ سبات ہے. This is the heading of the poem. Let's say when I now go into sajda and I am in a condition. Istirab means like when a person has been bitten by a snake and then how he moves. There is no sukoon also of the body. It is a condition of continuous movement and concern and worry. He says, my head has a certain message to give in the morning. Mujh pe barsa hai darya hai rahmat. And perhaps the message is that, O Allah, shower upon me the ocean and the floods of your mercy. And today we all heard about the flood that had come. Yesterday we saw it in our area, today in the Durban area. May Allah Ta'ala save all of us. As it always repeats us whenever we hear of something. And the first thing we will say is, Alhamdulillah, Allahi Afana Mimma Ibtalahu Bihi. And O Allah, I thank you that you saved us from this. This is 1 second that someone else is born. But like how those floods come, then there is another flood, and that is called the floods of mercy. When someone wrote to Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Asaf Sahib about sun, Hazrat Kesab explained that you see in the ocean, at the shore people leave a lot of dirt, and when the children play, they build a lot of castles, and after the picnics are finished, there is a lot of mess. And then if someone comes and he looks at all the mess, but he never understood the power of one flood, or the power of one wave, and he will say that, who has ever seen up all? When that one water comes, as soon as it goes back, there is nothing on the shore as though there was nothing there. So he says, many a time man looks at his son because he is only looking at the shore and he hasn't understood the power of one wave. And one wave can clean up everything. So here Hazrat says, Darya and Rahman. And Allah, forget one wave when you send upon us the oceans of your mercy. Mamta hai ye akhtar khuda se. اکثر یہ جو دعا کو نہیں کہ اللہ یہ اللہ تبارک تعالی بہتر کو تو بتا اس
کی اللہ تعالی أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. One very important aspect in our life is to make shukr to Allah. And by making shukr, a person easily becomes a close associate, a wali, a friend of Allah. Allah loves those people who make shukr. So much so that a person, when he eats, every morsel, if he says Alhamdulillah. For every now and then, Allah becomes very happy with that person. So shukr is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah has blessed. And when we make shukr, for that also we have to make shukr. That's also from Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. But the important thing is, one is Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِ يَشْكُرُ. Very few of my bandhas make the shukr. Allah Himself says, so we can check for ourselves. For example, we all came from wherever we came, whether we came walking from home, close by, some of us came from quite far, but we reached here safely, who of us made shukr? Some of us perhaps made dua when we left home. Those people who come from far, usually they will make dua. Who come from near, we take it for granted. We don't even perhaps make dua. But if we made dua, Allah brought us here safely, who of us made shukr? But all of shukr we have to make. And then Allah Ta'ala says, those who make shukr, وَقَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُ. They make very little shukr. Allah Ta'ala's manners, which are upon earth, from various aspects, from this aspect, they are two things. One are those ni'mat that we recognize as the ni'mat of Allah. And for that also, we only know those ni'mat superficially. For example, a person wakes up in the morning, Allah give us all coffee, and then we rub our hands or our eyes, which is also sunnah to take away all the sleep and death. Alhamdulillah, illazi ahyana. That all praise is due to Allah who gave us life again. For inshallah, that we all do. After that Allah has put us to death,
actually is just like the death. We may be sure and we are reminded that we are finally, we will return to Allah. We will go for our long period in the qabr and we will be returning. Here also we are by Allah. We are not away from Allah Ta'ala. Allah's domain is here also. Everywhere is only Allah Ta'ala's domain. Nobody says, hide away from Allah, escape from Allah Ta'ala, not in this world, not in, from the qabr, not from anywhere else. So anyway, so the sure, the namath of Allah Ta'ala are those that some of them, but we know them very superficial. Deeper, what that actual namath is, we can never imagine. For example, we say, Alhamdulillah, the namath of the eye. But what the namath the eye is, we got no idea whatsoever. Namath of the brain, brain is in order. But who can ever know what this namath is? So we know it very superficial. Then there are those, and these are very few. Few people make shukr, that means there are few who recognize, and those who recognize, from them there are few who make shukr. And then that shukr we make is also very superficial, is very little also. Then those namath which you got no idea of, that somebody explains to us, we read up somewhere and we come to know that, mashallah, this oxygen is such a great namath of Allah Ta'ala. Then you understand. But there are billions of namath of Allah which we don't know. We got no idea. So Allah give us coffee to make shukr to Allah of those namath that to some extent we know. But the shukr we are making is very little, very superficial. But of that also Allah becomes extremely happy. And we should make shukr to Allah of all those namath that we don't know. Similarly, we should understand from this the guna sins that we commit. There are some sins that we know we are committing this sin. And that also very superficially. The reality of that sin, how terrible it is, that we can't fathom it also. Then there are so many sins which we don't know we are in sin also. And we have to ask forgiveness from those sins also. Allah Ta'ala is the only one that knows everything. Thoroughly, completely. We ourselves, our own sins also. There are so many sins that we don't know. In fact, there are so many sins which we open sins, but we regard them as sawab, as good deeds. One broad example, people ask also that today to look after the eyes and all this is typical. You go to the bank, you want to deposit money or whatever you're going to do. The teller says it's a lady in many other places. Your customers are women, so now when you don't look at them and speak, they feel offended. Now you feel it's hard to show Islam Yasla. I must speak to the lady nicely, and you can't just speak very roughly, you feel, I must speak to you kindly, we are in sin. And we are thinking we are doing nature, we are doing good things. So there are so many sins which we are involved in, and which we don't know. And then those sins that we know are very little and very superficial, we know those sins. But there are so many other sins that we don't know. So we should ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness from all our sins, that which we know, which we don't know also. We have to ask Allah Ta'ala pardon for all of them. And we should ask also for precedential forgiveness. That Allah Ta'ala overlooking all rules of him. Whatever Allah has got, that Allah Ta'ala marahim khusurwara. That Allah Ta'ala, that the laws of the country are there. But the president, if he wants to forgive somebody, he can forgive that person. And here also our Shaykh Tullahu Allah said, Allah raised our Shaykh status all the time. Hazrat explained that in this dunya, even if you get presidential pardon, the president pardons you, that okay, now you went against the government. Treason, high treason, very big crime you committed, but we forgive you now. But they won't let you at all other favors. But when Allah Ta'ala forgives, then Allah Ta'ala blesses you with so many favors after that. So Allah is so kind. So we should make shukr also, ask for forgiveness of all our sins also. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. And this is the time that we have got, and it is for this reason that Allah has put us in this in dunya, to recognize Allah, the system of Allah, and then to live according to that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the blessings. We were reading this one letter. There is one person, a youngster, has written to Hazrat. Further he writes, after Intihai, what the Nana taught her that or throughout his desires. He says that, with great respect, I request you for du'as also, and that you accept me in bayat. Umeed hai ki aap mujh gunahgar ko bayat se zarur nawazenge. I hope that a great son like me, in humility, he writes, that you will bless me also and accept me as a murid who will make me bayat. حالات اجازت نہیں دیتے ورنہ میں آپ کے خدمت میں حاضر ہو کر بیعت کے درخواست کرتا. My conditions are such that he's living very far, perhaps he cannot afford to come there by Hazrat, or he is busy, so he says, I can't come myself, otherwise I should have come myself personally, and I should have requested to become bayat. آخر میں بندہ ہر قسم کی گستاخی کی معافی چاہتا ہے. And finally, I ask forgiveness from all types of my disrespect that I show. So this is also that a person should ask from everything he should ask forgiveness. Hazrat says, bayat kar liya. This is enough for bayat, even if you don't have the official khutbah. Like for example, a person says to a lady, I want to marry you, and there are two witnesses, and she says, I accept you in marriage, and the guy is married. But the proper way is that you have the khutbah, you have the proper dress, everything. But in any dress, nikah is also made. Bayat like this is also made. That a person just says, I've accepted you in bayat. The natural Hazrat writes, that is important for us, making bayat for sunnah. To become bayat is sunnah. And to become bayat, the sunnah tariqa is also sunnah. But the important thing, asal cheez jo farz hai, wo islah. The actual thing which is for us is once it's last. Many of us, we become bayat and we become then complacent, we don't do anything, but the actual thing is that a person must make it Islam. Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Saharanpur, a very great, great Ali, he used to go regularly to Maulana Sami Rahmatullah Ali and to make it Islam. One day, Hazrat gave him permission, ijazat, khilafat. So he said, Hazrat, I'm not even bayat to you. You have given me khilafat. So Hazrat said, wow, see what? You have completed the farz. Now you're talking about the sunnah. Your islah you have made. Now I'm giving you ijazat. Bayat is sunnah. So many of us, we've got it the other way around. Which is, we have become bayat, everything is done. But bayat in the first place is not even farz. It is sunnah. What is farz? Whether we become bayat or not. Whether from one chef or from another chef, in whichever way, but to make our Islah, that is fine. And if Islah really carries on, right till more. Because that is true, we worry of his Islah. Lihada uski fikr kare, aur paabindi se Islahi makasid kare. Therefore, worry about making your Islah. And for that, keep on writing. You can't come personally also, no problem also. But keep on writing what your condition is and how your Islah has to be made. And according to that, which your Guru says commonly, that istila, inform the Shaykh of your condition. Especially when you feel you have got a problem, you are inclined to action, you are lazy to make your ibadah. And this happens to every person. You regular with all your ibadah, but sometimes you become lazy, then ask for the solution to that. So istila, and then ittiba. And then you follow what you are told. That is another thing. Don't use your own brain then. What you are told, do that. And all this must be with Islam. That if you want to have your Islam done, then inshallah in this way, a person's Islam will get done quite easily. And inshallah give us all something to inshallah. In this kitab are some of the makatib, the letters that were written to Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Khani Rahmatullah. One letter, Biwi se mahabbat bharna alamat taqwa. There is a very valuable point which is put as a heading for this letter, that if you find your love is increasing for your wife, this is a sign that a person has got taqwa. Otherwise, birth of sin. With your wife, you just take her for granted. You don't have any feeling. But as a woman, you talk very sweetly, etc. So it's quite clear if a person finds that his love for his wife is increasing, that is a clear sign that a person has got suffering. The question, tabiyat ki taraf zyada khiyar ho raha hai, aur jo baat mere waaste mufeed ho, usse mustalif farma dijiyega. He said, my tabiyat, my nature is going more towards this way, and my thoughts are becoming, and what I'm writing, if it is beneficial for me, inform me what it is. What is it? Aur kuch arsa se biwi ki taraf muhabbat zyada ho gayi. My love for my wife has increased. یہ میرے واسطے کوئی مزید تو نہیں ہے. Isn't it harmful to me? My love for Allah should be increasing. My love for my wife is increasing. So isn't it harmful for me? So to that Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali writes, Ain Sunnat Allah. This is the actual Sunnat of Allah Ta'ala. And we find that Hazrat Nabiyya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he loved all his wives, particularly Hazrat Khadija رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, all the wives, how he loved them. So this is not harmful. اللہ تعالی اس کے کمالات نیک بندوں کو عطا فرمانے. The fruit of this Allah gives to his pious servants. Those who have got taqwa and they stay with taqwa, automatically Allah gives the love of their wife. Otherwise, then that love you share it, or you give no love to your wife. Many cases like that. But outside woman, a person is very sweet. But with his own wife, then he's very harsh, like a complacent, takes her for granted, just speaks anyhow to her. But with other woman, he's a complete different person. Jab taqwa badhta hai, so biwi se mohabbat badh jati hai. When taqwa increases, the love for the wife, your halal wife, that also increases. So this is a natural thing, and a person shouldn't become worried about it, etc. Shohar ki cheez bila ijazat chanda wagaira mein dena jaiz nahi. So there is another aspect also of marriage life. It is not permissible for the wife to give the husband money. Many times the husband needs the money, you can use for your needs and that, then you must use what you want it. But she can't give it for donations anywhere without the husband's permission. He gave it for house use, for herself, personal use. For giving donations, yes, if he says you can use it wherever you want, you want to give charity donations also, then you can. Farmaya, ke auton ko jaiz nahi hai ke shohar ki cheez bila ijazat chanda nahi hai. It's not permissible for woman to give away the husband's thing, what belongs to her. That she can do, she's the owner according to Islam. Well, we should also understand how beautiful and complete Islam is. It has a recognized ownership by a woman, and the full ownership is given, so they are entitled to it, and they can do as they please. For your kid, it's your kid, one will see it for. And those things which they possess, agar ke bila ijazat uska dena jaiz hai. And for them, the woman to give that without the husband's permission, though it is permissible, she can give. Magar Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya ke aurat shohar se mashwara karte the, but she should also make mashwara with the husband. And there are great wisdom that lie in there, that she should make mashwara with the husband. Normally, a woman is the one who stays at home. She don't know outside condition. Maybe somebody came for some collection. Maybe it's a fraud, it's a fake. Normally, the husband will know more what is happening in the outside world. So, for various reasons, maybe there are various sources that at the moment, many people, when they were giving their donations to charities, they are now channeling it somewhere else, where the need is greater. So normally a woman wouldn't know, a man will know more. So therefore, she should follow what the wife should make mashwara with the husband. But it is permissible for her to give on her own. Biwi ka satana bhi mujahada hai. That is the wife's privilege. That is also one mujahada which Allah has kept. And Allah has kept this, in fact, for his real chosen servant. They face this even more. And so many great, great jizur. And what Darjah Sallallahu gave them just because they tolerated their wives. Then Allah gave them such wives that troubled them a lot. But they tolerated them, and on that Allah Ta'ala gave them high, high things. So it isn't only through other mujahada, tahajjud namaz, other big sacrifices, but just tolerating the wife takes a person also very close to Allah Ta'ala. Ek sahab ne likha ki meri biwi ke liye dua kare ki mujhko bahut tanghi hai. Ab to usse roz hai, Hazrat, may dua for my wife, she's troubled me a lot. You know, there are wives that are sweating all the time, there are wives with their hands on their hips, and you listen to me, you do what I say. A lot of things like that, what and what will the wife do? But a person who tolerates her, that is a great, great dasyas by Allah Ta'ala. Don't become so worried that the wife is troubling you and what is causing you harm and taklif, etc. This is also a mujahada. Jis vyakti ko sawab milta hai, sacha mujho. On which you are getting sawab, Hazrat says that's it. And you are getting lot of sawab on that. And here also, Allah gives us topic that we should realize if a person sees his real object of life is mine, and that means the pleasure of Allah. Then he won't worry about the small things. Otherwise, if we haven't got Allah's pleasure in mind, then small things is a stone in a teacup. We make it a big issue. We make a mountain out of a molehill. It's a small little problem, but we make it very big. Person has got Allah's pleasure in mind. Then all these things he won't want, in fact he'll be happy that by me making sabr, where won't Allah Ta'ala that we share Rifai Rahmatullah Ali, for whom Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hands came out to make salah. He said, it's because I tolerate my wife. And then Mirza Jalizana Rahmatullah Ali, how he told Allah gave him a woman with a very, very, very bitter stuff. And Allah says, if you be quite happy, you just say, I will make you famous in the world and I'll give you great honor. And Abu Hassan Fattani, all these people, what Allah gave them, and how many other people just because they tolerated their wives. So to tolerate the wife is also one great thing. Not every small thing, you make it a big issue, now I can't stay, I have to give salat, I have to be born, my wife is like that. No, tolerate it. And after all, it's for a few days. Mm-hmm. Then finally, we will get the whole, she, Allah make her the queen of rules also. Then you will get her, Allah Ta'ala bless us, but the great reality also, and she keeps Islamic teachings properly. Then we won't have all these problems. How many husbands? They just can't take it. They don't know what is happening. But yet, it is the complete opposite. They will say, just tolerate and keep your main object in life. Then dunya is not ours. We feel dunya's life is 50 years, 60 years, 80 years. But when we will see after that, we will realize it was nothing. All that time, I could have tolerated that little. We will realize how small the difficulty was. And for what a little time, when we see after that. Allah Ta'ala give us coffee. A baby when it's in the womb of the mother, 9 months, but the baby's life of about roughly 5 months, compared normally to compared to the whole life, what is that 5 months? So yeah, this dunya's life for that, and this dunya's life compared to after, for us we think, and many ask, how long does I live for us? I can't take it now. In the same way, if the wife also makes sabr, it doesn't give the husband a license to make zulm on the wife, and neither does it give the wife license that they make zulm on the husband and treat them bad. Women also treat their wife good, but they will also. When husbands treat their wife good, what darja? But if the husband is oppressing his wife, not treating her properly, she makes sabr, what won't she get by Allah Ta'ala? May Allah put in all matters for us all really keep our real object in mind, and that is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and after us, may Allah Ta'ala bless us. Here in this kitab, we have written various lessons on Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, when he ate that bitter fruit at that time. On that, Hazrat has extracted so many very valuable lessons, where these lessons are also very, very important and very beneficial. the subject that is coming from on top. So we are saying, this Mazmoon ko Hazrat Azhar Ghaznavi Rahmatullah Ali ne khoob bayan farmaya hai. The great Mazmoon Hazrat Azhar Ghaznavi Rahmatullah Ali is explaining that the dunya ki chand roza zindagi ke ayyam ka aish ke ho ya takleef ke sab ko fana hai. That the song which is in Persian, Farsi, is the extract of its meaning. That this dunya's life, dunya's chand roza zindagi, a few days of this dunya's life, and that it has ceased in its reality, it is just for a few days. The aish ke ho, whether it is of enjoyment, ya takleef ke, or whether you are suffering, sab ko fana hai. All going to get finished. The enjoyment is going to get finished, the troubles will come to an end also. Some people, Allah save us all, we are very, very weak, we ask for happier. But in sickness, some people are paralyzed, somebody has a stroke, or whatever else, what it was, but they're passing their day. So it's going to get finished. But Allah give us the stomach, but when the difficulty comes, that 1-2 minutes we can't tolerate also. But really, these people are such, and there were so many. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when asked about 10 years or more, what the Hazrat was just raised with us, but everyone says, what struggle has Hazrat went through with his illness. And there are many other people, but if they go through with it, then it will be great struggle. And when enjoyment is there, then also sabr in the sense that don't misuse that namat. You have got good health, you have got money, you have got everything. Don't misuse it, you have to make sabr there also actually. But na to aib se ikrarne lage, na takleef se shikayat aur itraaz karne lage. If you are enjoying in life, then don't start boasting and you misuse and have a wrong attitude now. Make shukr to Allah, obey His commands more. And if there is difficulty and hardship, then don't complain all the time. And how beautifully it has come. That when a person complains about his condition, Allah Ta'ala says, you are complaining about me who can do everything to people who can do nothing for you. And you are complaining about me to people. And people can do nothing for you, and I can do everything. Complain to me, cry to me. Why are you going and lamenting and complaining to everyone? Rahat for shukr or takleef for sabr. Wa raza or takleef se kaam lena chahiye. When Allah gives us good condition, then shukr. Lot of shukr we have to make. And we the more we make shukr, of course, Allah increases, Allah becomes happy with the person who makes shukr. We should take our little time and think of Allah's namat and make shukr. And if there is some taklif, some problem, sabr, and Allah, you want it this way, I'm happy, but I ask you, please make it easy for me. I'm too weak, I can't take this, make it easy for me. We shouldn't become like brave people in front of Allah, that we have to tolerate any type of trouble also. No, we are too weak, we cannot. Maqsad-e-hayat ko agar pesh-e-nazar rakha jaye, if you keep your object of life in mind, so sab mushkilon ka hal nikal aaye, then every problem you will find a solution. But generally, we don't keep the object of life, which is raza-e-ilahi, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Or maqsad-e-hayat sirf raza-e-haq ka husool hai, and the object of life is solely to acquire the pleasure of it. And Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said, we must ask Allah Ta'ala for His kamil and mukammal pleasure. And once Allah is pleased with a person, Allah doesn't become displeased with it. And you can add also, it does come, that oh Allah permanently always giving your pleasure. But your complete and perfect, we should bear that now. We are beggars in the court of Allah. اور حق تعالیٰ کے راضی کرنے کا طریقہ ان کے بتلائیے قانون پر اہتمام سے عمل کرنا. And how to achieve the pleasure of Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ, that what Allah has shown, that is Sharia. Allah has told us, do this, do that, which we know. And then Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ says, don't do this, don't do that, which we also generally know. So following that is for finding the pleasure of Allah تعالیٰ. اور کوتاہیوں پر توبہ و استغفار کرتے رہنا ہے. اینڈ وی آر ہیومن, وی آر گوئنگ ٹو فالٹر, سو توبہ استغفار از آلسو دیئر آل دی ٹائم. وی میک توبہ اینڈ استغفار. اگر اتباع سنت نصیب ہے And if we are following sunnah, to aishu ya takleef, then whether we are in enjoyment and pleasure, or whether we are in difficulties and hardships, yono haal, us bandhi ke liye, mubarak wa mufeed. Then both those conditions, whether you are in enjoyment of pleasure or whether you are in difficulty and hardship, both are blessed for that person and very beneficial for that person. Or zariyat purf wa riza, and it is a means to find the closeness and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Agar istibar sunnat haasil nahi, and if a person hasn't got following sunnat, shariyat is a broad sense of it, to aish shit samsa. And all this enjoyment which you are enjoying, it is nothing. Brother Rajiv, explained that if you are having enjoyment in fulfilling the commandment, in living a life, in the fulfillment of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then that is ni'mat. And if you are having enjoyment in the good things of life, in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, which you see, a lot of people have, kuffar have, many Muslims also have, then that is ni'mat. That is an azab from Allah Ta'ala, and that means that a person is under a false illusion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us understand and reward our great bosoms to what extent they went. And they have explained to us everything. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran Sharif, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam protected the Quran to buy a nerf. And still today, and all those people, the ulama, mufassirin, muhaddithin, fuqaha, ilm-e-kalam, the mutakallimin, aqaid-e-ilm, all, the people who have taught us grammar, without that we couldn't get into the kitab. All this, the kitab that has been given, they are rewarded on, and they have given us the pure deen today. After so many years, we still got the pure deen. No matter how much sugar we make, and what is the real sugar, verbal also, but if we follow that, we bring it into our land. And we pass this on to other people. As much as we can, in whichever way, we pass it on to other people, then that's all that gives us profit.